Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 15th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the swearing-in of members of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the government's attempts to stop corruption in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa today swore in new members of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission amid reports that the commission is currently handling over 200 cases of corruption.
The commission has pledged to tackle corruption, which it says is the key driver of economic decay in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe has over the years recorded serious cases of corruption, including the infamous Willowcat car scandal, which involved some top state officials and several others.
The commissioners are Chairperson Justice Lois Matanda Moyo, Jesse Majome, John Makamure, Gabriel Chaiva, Tandiwe Tando Mhlobane, Frank Muchengwa, retired Major Michael Dennis Santi, Phineas Murapa, and Mabel Ndakaripa Hungwem.
The Zimbabwean government recently gave the commission some arresting powers to stop graft.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yeah, kunjalo chonga, kunjalo futhi.
Yeah, pila baba, uti no.
Anja pila kakhulu.
Yeah. Kwa mtu wa? Ah, mtu wa baya pila. Ya chaba kakhulu uti, Zach, now we have a commission, baya bopa.
Yeah.
Commission.
Yeah.
Gibbs akuna.
Then somebody comes, arrests you, goes with
it. Ivo wanu kusunga vega.
Yeah.
Ivo wanu varungu kisa. Dofunga wanu ngawashto piwa chen.
Uh-huh.
Zaku dara lukutu ukawana uwa rionzi manja. Yeah. Unta wala kumapurisa, mapurisa oshkwenzi manja. Atina doketi, enda kune mga police station.
Yeah.
Vaku vavangu kubata ya papu.
Mwoto ngawle mali ke, unwamaniki mali.
Imwe mwusha futi.
Bakufaka pake.
Ah, saka nyanyi. Saka, ndoshi nishukuta yeah. Risiru wakuti commission inge ishi shanda kuvara uwari. Nukutu wakawanda waru kuchema kuti nyika iruta za kubudira nenye corruption.
Yeah.
Saka kana paine commission saizvozvi ndozvo nezvi chitarisiro.
So labo ngabe fika kuno block la pane mapoliseni ama police ngati pela ifiri lako ham right. Angeke vaniki police.
Ivo afonera kuzake.
Yeri mutongo zake kuna.
Anobva atongosunga munhiro.
Yes, yakuzwa kuno tavalolo. Abantu vanenge vakhuluma ngalo kuti i anti-corruption commission esingena ofisini yayo. Wanzani ke ila mandla kuti ibopa vantu. Kodwa ke xa ibopa vantu konapo ibopa vantu abanjani iko sikhuluma ngakho tezi lojoka khona ukuthi nxa bengafika kumbe ku roadblock ipolisa libe sizithi hayi phela mbona ngazani imoto yakho ayihambi kuhle ila lokho lalokho kuma umtshiso wayo kaulunganga kambe bona bangeke baba bribe yini kambe nxa umuntu ebotshwa engeka babambisa yini imali so ke nxa sokusiya phambili sizwile ke ukuthi uhulumende uthi ke abantu be Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission sebe lamandla ukuthi babophe kambe bazabe bopha abantu abanjani akuthi ukuthi bayagcina befukula labanye abantu abangalamacala uzokuthiwa uzibani ngoba ulwisana nohulumende sokumele bamjove phakathi so sifuna ukuzwa ngalo ukuthi kuhamba njani namhlanje ke siyakwazi ukuthi bagcotshiwe khona ngale ke estate house labo ke abaku Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission asazi ukuthi kozala nkomoni. So kunjalo ke mfowethu.
And right Gibbs. Zvinofadza kuti nyika inenge ichitora matano akaita saiwa yekuti pange pachirwiswa uori. Nekuti uori ndo uri kunzwa uraya nyika. Saka nhasi mutungamiri wenyika Emmerson Mnangagwa vatoresa mhiko makomishina kuti vange vachitora basa iroro tichinzwa kuti svondo rapera gurukota rezvemutemo vaziyambi vakazivisa nezvekupiwa masimba kwekomishina. kamisheni iyoyi kuti inge ichisunga vanenge vachipara dzimhosva kana kuita zveuori nokuti vakawanda vanga vachichema kuti komisheni hongu ine basa rainoita asi kana isina masimba ekusunga hapana zviri kufamba vakawanda vachichema vachiti haina mazino zvino tinoona kuti zvese zvavepo komisheni yavepo makomisheni atoreswa mhiko nhasi uye masimba ekusunga avepo chasara ndechekuti vaite basa tinonzwa kuti vane mhosva dzingada kutosvika kana mazana maviri 200 dzakamirira kunge dzichitariswa nekomisheni iyoyo teichitarisira kuti panofanira pachibuda chimuko wambotaura Gibbs iyo kuti pane vakambotosungwa nenyaya dzeuori kubvira kare kunana
Willow scandal. So kana pana vantu vave kule facility kahulumende yokuti ama minister atenga izimota eholovel industries
crisida
ya ma crisida onalala abantu baatenga ama crisida kodwa ngathenga abese ithengisa xa ithengise ithenga nge 3000 ithengise 5000 so azuze nje phakathi isikwama lapha 2000
zvakagara zvishungwa Gibbs kuti noona kuti isisi tichikura taitoti unono tenga masenda kura ako mu supermarket obuda panze wafuriza kumba wakutengeso
manje le yaihlupa ngoba yayi lo government phakathi tu government la wayifaka kwimadlana so nxa ugovernment yokufakela imali wena usayithengisa ngayo
awuchadzosera mari
kugovernment
pakaipa Gibbs rungwa kuti taane mumwe mudare wedu vano vemuzvare Jesse Majome vari commissioner weZimbabwe anti-corruption commission vanoye mumwe wemakomishina atoreswa mhiko nhasi kustate house tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu muzvare Majome aiwa taswera ndinoimba kuti vateereri vaswerawo zvakanaka Gibbs
yes so for a start in English can you tell us you know what you guys are actually mandated to do as the anti-corruption commission what are your duties
In terms of Chapter 13 of the Constitution, the Anti-Corruption Commission is one of those two institutions that are established in order to combat crime. So that's clearly what we must do, apart from the Prosecutor General. So what we must do is to devise measures and policy positions and actually take measures regarding the elimination of corruption. It involves, therefore, seeking to understand, investigating what are the causes of corruption, its magnitude, its manifestations, where it is, and then apart from that, actually taking action, investigating particular cases, and recommending them for prosecution to the Prosecutor General's office, as well as also advising the state, as well as the private sector, because the mandate of the Anti-Corruption Commission is not only to eliminate corruption in the public sphere, but the private and the public sphere. So our role is to recommend and to put in place mechanisms where we can in order to end corruption and to also promote the values of integrity as well in our society. That is preventing corruption as well.
And so you've got arresting powers, right?
We the commission has not have arresting powers, but the commission, but you know that anybody in Zimbabwe actually has the power to arrest. I'm so you've heard of what is called the citizen's arrest, where anyone sees anyone who they suspect is committing a criminal offense, they are authorized to apprehend them and bring them to the law enforcement agents. So that's always there. But I'm sure recently we heard how the Minister of Justice recently gazetted and included in the definition of peace officials of the Anti-Corruption Commission, so that they also additionally are able to, you know, that they would be in the, that they would also have clear arresting powers, but they would therefore hand over the people to the police.
Thank you so much, Ms. Majome. Please do stay on the line. Tinemwe munyarikano wedu pachirongwa Gibbs. We have Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is an independent political commentator. Welcome to our show, Mr. Ndiweni.
Good evening, listeners. Thank you so much for welcoming me.
Welcome. Your first word on the swearing-in of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission commissioners.
I think I'll pursue enough and congratulate Jesse Majome, particularly because I think in one of my tweets, I actually recall, I said that I would have loved to be part of the commission. And just want to say, I'm so okay, Majom. I think just to give my perspective on the commission, it remains to be seen if this commission will behave differently from the previous one that was suspended. I think what we saw then was a lot of, I would say, media kind of statements that it is done, it's going to do it, this and that. But then in terms of the practical action on the ground, we did not see that. So this commission that is now has members, people like Jesma Jome, that seemingly have some kind of a record in doing a bit of good work. It remains to be seen if they are going to live to the billing. We don't want to be having commissions that come and go, and we spend money on them, and they fail to deliver. 2 years after it's suspended, we lose resources and time, and the time continues to go without dealing with the key issues that are still affecting the country, issues of corruption. And we want to see to what extent we have the power to hack and top politicians who seem to be mentioned or to be the key players in corruption, corrupt activities in the country. Not to say that ordinary citizens are not participating in corrupt activities, but I think the big corruption that we are seeing in the country is worth millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, allegations of corruption in various institutions. And it remains to be seen if these people are going to chase to buy for it to be just lip service that have a commission now with people we have a bit of integrity, and then that's the end of it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni. Please do stay on the line. You heard it from Mr. Ndweni. He says it remains to be seen if the new commission.
It has some teeth.
Yes, and it's different from the previous one.
Yeah. Go to the Baba Ndweni, just briefly. Ubona zani, amazinyo bangawuthatha ngapi. Njengoba sizwile, uMajome lapho uthi, hayi bona ye, bala amandla ukuthi bangaphupha umuntu bembambe, kodwa so mandla lana amakhulu phela. So ukuze balolwe ukuthi bakwenze konoko kumele bathathe ngapha amandla. Njengoba ke nxa singangena kukhonoko anti-corruption commission ezakudala, uyachuta hayi sasingani zinqundekile. So unqundeka konoko kungalungiswa njani?
Ngicabanga ukuthi mina ukuze bebe namazinyo kudingakala esingathi ngesikhiwa i-political will, ukuthi labo abaphethe intambo zamandla babe leqiniso, baqiniseke ukuthi bafuna ukulwisa ukugwelegwele. Ngibona ngani vele indikimba yendaba yokuthi ize political will kulokufuna yini from laba abaphethe intambo ukuthi abantu laba basebenze kumbe is window dressing ukuthi hayi commission siyaphointiwe sebekhona sebefungisiwe. Kumele ukuthi bavunyele basebenze. But labo futhi kumele batshengisele ukuthi nxa kukuthi kule mgoqo ethize ezabavimba ukuthi basebenze ababonakale beresayine. Mna ngibona ngani umuntu sibili othembekileyo oqinisile ongafuna ukuthi abezijoyela imoto enkululiyana lokungamazimadlana akutholayo ngomsebenzi. Nxa kukuthi akusebenzeki umuntu kumele athi mina sengishiya umsebenzi lokhu angumkwanisi ngibule kule nto ezithize ezisibayo. So ngicabanga ukuthi kuzakhanya kuzavela ukuthi amazimbo azaba lawo na, and kuzakuya ngokuthi abaphethe intambo bayavumelana bayabanika lawo mandla yini, ngoba amapholisa azobethi avunyele intambo phabantu and they can get that power. So abanje bazawathola kubakhulu babazathihambe ambale liyezimbili balimbophe, ngoba undanganyela ukuthi engabe kuthatheka kubugwelegwele.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho ngayindawo Baba Ndweni. So all what he's saying is that there's need for politicians to have that what is called a political will to actually fight against corruption. So he says if that's not the case, and Majome and others don't have all that kind of power and, you know, to push and all those kind of things, they should resign at one stage if they believe they're not doing the right thing.
Who should resign? The politicians?
The commissioners.
Or the commissioners
themselves, yeah.
Okay.
So if they push and think, no, you know, we're just wasting our time.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody should come clean and say, no, you know what? We cannot continue doing this.
But I think there should be other means instead of the commissioners resigning. Because you know what will happen? The whoever is corrupt will just budge knowing that in the end the commissioners will give her.
That's why he says the political will is important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go to Miss Majome, Timbunzwa Tereri, Studio 7, Vanyora pa Facebook page yedu, Anzina Mkoma Elias Basopo, watching from Zimbabwe, Harare, Mkoma Filimon Kawena. We need that move to end corruption in our nation, Zimbabwe. Then Top Fan, Anzi Disciple, Gilson Madanire, Anzi Kuwa Kawana, Vari Iwo Mtungamiri Wenyika wa Munangagwa Wacho, wanofana kwa sunga ere. Then Panashe Tapfuma Hanzi Mkoma Jonga Maskwera Sei. Then Watson Mtau hai. Then Tona Pana Elias Basopo Wazuka Tukaro Washinyora Hanzi Well said Madam J ndofunga watara Madam Jesse Majome Hanzi congratulations Makorokoto. Let's work hard about corruption. Muzare Majome murikunzwa zviri kubva kuna vandiweni pamwe nevateereri vese vari kungotarisira kuti dambudziko iri rinofanira kupedza kuti urongwa hunofanira kupedza dambudziko recorruption kana rehuwo rirabata nyika. Tichitarisa maumbirwa akaitwa komisheni yenyu nematarisiro amunoita zvikwanisiro zvenyu zvamunofunga mune muchiwana zvebasa nezvimwe zvakadaro zvingatora nguva yakadii kuti vana veZimbabwe vatange kuona kuti andofunga maakushanda? Munogona nyi kuti kana kutaura neshona kana kusanganisa zvine chirungu kuti how long do you think that Zimbabweans can start appreciating that the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission is working?
To be honest, I do not have any idea how long, because I was just appointed today. I'm one of the 8 commissioners. So it would really depend on when it is that the commission can actually have its meeting. First meeting, because there hasn't, I'm not able to tell. But what I would be able to say to Zimbabwe is that, that can they just be patient, because it's setting up of a commission. There was a chairperson only, and then there are commissioners. So it really depends. I'm sure the commission will be communicating to the public through the chair when it will start.
Thank you so much. Hanzi ndozvinoitika kana vana vakanga vane nzara for a long time. Vakangoona mai vaisapoto pamoto, they think kuti asadza ruva rango ibva ipa havambozva kuti richakwata richizodii. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, if the family has been going for days without food,
yeah,
the moment they see their mother putting like a pot on the fireplace, they would suggest, they would just think that it's automatic that there will be food. Sansa is going to be ready. They don't know that it will take time to
cook and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we have a caller or we have someone online. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Makadi.
Ndakafara Mr. Jonga Linjani.
Ngiyaphila ungubani?
Ya kunyoni lo umlaleli wesikhi.
Moyo kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila ngikuthube ngiyaphila baba thube kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila kakhulu moyo. Akutsho uthi unibona njani udaba?
Ya mina udaba lolu mnumzana yabona into ekhaya nje. Ya kuba kuhle makukhulunywa nje on paper. Kodwa manje kuthi sekusetshenzwa amagama layo sibabona oGabriel labo laya wanja injani yesu bangakhona ukusebenza kodwa into ekhaya nje into la ekuthi ekhaya all the time eZimbabwe umuntu kungaba neproject enje lebesebenominatwa nguye umongameli yazi umuntu wakhona obanominatayo mina anyimthembi yabo into ezinjengandiyona lezi anyimthembi ubabantu ba amadoda lawo abanye abakhona abakhona apho labo chaiva labo ngaza umuntu othila mhlanje ukhuluma oba umuntu wabo uthayiva ngoba ukhuluma esihlayela bese kungapha kuMTT uyasuka kusasa sekhuluma isayela esinjalo umuntu onjalo awongomthembuli sasa ngakho umuntu esitrade sasekhuluma anti corruption umuntu onjalo othisa thintayo yabona. So you program yabo ukuthi bona kwakunakala ukuthi kube ne anti corruption yes abantu vena nayithakazile ukuthi sibizwe singaba right kodwa nje siapproach khona abantu abakhethayo nabantu abakhethiweyo imajority yabo akuna results yaphumela ngokuba yicuku nje eliza kudla amabhondi yalama player ngehole nje ngehlale emahotini emhlangano kodwa le ndizo day corruption yari khona yalokhu sidlilize lo siphila imali player kuyo lokhu ophumayo
lapha ke uchuti akula ncedo lokho
hayi baba dube yona njengabona lapha safunda ukuthola iqiniso ngeZimbabwe oyaziyo nawe yabona kusuka thina sibona amakomishini osandla commission yikomishini yabangathi yasebenza kwabanjwa abantu kodwa abantu laba bazange bajeziswe eniyagumbu kwababa babathi abakunathi poison akwaziyo ba ipoison bayeamaqiniso kumbe kwaike kwistori nje wapi iyagumbu from there akuzange kube necommission akuzange kube nento esebenzayo and abantu laba yibo ubonabo mna ngagwala obantu bala yibo abakhona nanamhlanje into yabo nje mina ngabotshwa nawe ungabotshwa nje ngoba umuntu nje obhizini kodwa into elekuthi bambabona yeyothi abathatha imali yathetha ngakithi ububa kubhutile wakithi lo umpofu lo bhetipof wathatha iy'nkota zonke ngalo wafaka emzini wakhe wakha amahotele into yonke efolosifosi nguyiwa nje nguye kathesi bamutho eyouth bezani labo kuyaziwa bathi lifela kodwa ukuthi ebanjwa wabokakabanjwa
kathesingathi uyaqatshangelwaamakomishini
kodwa abantu besaziwa bayabazi abantu abafuzeka ukuthi wabapholisi amapholisa wabobhona political ground ngonondareta abantu bashontshayo ilizwe lisilungiswa yi-corruption uyabo indaba le so kathesi sithi kungena ubani into le ikudlisana imali nje banikezana imsebenzi ngoba sayiva abasweli yokuze ku-MP labo lokuzele umajomi usisilosisilwanela ebandleni naye u-MP akungenanga bayanikezana izikhundla ezekhona imali akuna meze yatholakala pha imali yaleingabanikeza ukuthi yomakhaya beyefundisa abantu bakithi ngale kuyodede ngale futhi abantu befunde kungcono.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana moya ungathina kusasa baba.
Ngiyabonga unyoni atho
unyoni
lokuzele bedrive amatraki lezanu lo nabanye abantu bakuthiwekaa
akunjalo uthi inombolo yakho siyabe singayibonanga kuhle nyoni ungasithayi
kuhle kuhle mnumzana hayi makube ndantoleyo ukuthi sifodise nje kodwa akuba nto esebenzayo yeti ngitshela abanye isikhathi
ye siyabonga kakhulu ke ungathelela kusasa baba. So Mr. Nyoni is saying that this is just a waste of time, you know. He says maybe people that are going to be targeted are political opponents of the establishment. So he says even the appointment of these people was done by the president. So if a president appoints these people, which means there's a problem. And then he cites the Sandula Commission. Still remember, Wilson Sandula Commission, you look at scandal. So he says, what happened to that? There were some people who drank some, who allegedly drank some poison. And there are some people who were said to have been summoned to court. But then their cases just disappeared. So he says, you know what? This is a gravy train. And then he went on to say, you know, there are people like Gabriel Chaiva and Miss Majome who were in MDC. And they didn't make it politically, according to him. Mm-hmm. So he says, now they are back, you know, through the back door. And he says, such people, you never know what happens when they're dealing with corruption. So maybe they may not diligently do what they're supposed to do. Maybe we can go to Majome and
pose a question. Ms. Majome, maybe you can respond to that.
You know, I think it's very sad that I realize that there's a lot of debate in Zimbabwe that, with respect to this gentleman, is out of ignorance. I think Zimbabweans should take the, you know, she should have the habit of just reading and informing themselves about what the issues that they talk about are. Because from this gentleman, I can forgive him, because it doesn't look like he's actually familiar at all. He knows at all what the point, you know, what a constitutional commission is, what the constitution says about commissions. He does not at all know how the commission is selected. So maybe for his benefit and for the benefit of listeners, because I've been engaging in a debate on social media, and the people, look, I think let's get to know what how these things work. I think political polarization and obsession with the members of this political party or that will continue to ruin Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a nation. It is way bigger than any political party. Political parties are inside ZANU-PF. I'm not in a political party myself. I left. But I'm saddened to see this obsession. I'm seeing a lot of very uninformed and very ignorant, like, you know, actually vitriol from members of the, particularly the MDC, who seem to be, they are just aggrieved, they're unhappy and grumbling with everything. And some of them, the ones who are saying this, don't know that the Anti-Corruption Commission is a commission that is established by Chapter 13 of the Constitution. It is a constitutional commission. And how is it established? It is actually put in place by Parliament. How Parliament? Because Section 151 of the Constitution sets up a committee on standing rules and orders of Parliament. And it doesn't look like I think he's Mr. Nyati. He doesn't know what is the committee on standing rules and orders, that it is the leadership of Parliament that reflects the composition of Parliament. Therefore, it means that it's got people from, I think he's from the MDC, this person. He doesn't know that the leader of the opposition who is in the MDC, the chief whip of the MDC, and also other members of the MDC are members because of the constitution of the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders. But you see, it doesn't look like he even followed the news because he didn't know that. He should have followed the interviews, the Republic. I and other commissioners were actually selected by the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders. Section 251 of the Constitution says that that Committee of Standing Rules and Orders conduct public interviews. These interviews were public. If this gentleman had followed, they'd actually have seen that members, they'd have seen members of the opposition who were on the panel and members of ZANU-PF who were on the panel, and they would have seen them grilling us. And so in terms of the Constitution, the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders of Parliament is actually the one that selects these people. It chooses the interviews. It picks 12 people from the, you know, from the pool. There were 30, there were 100 and something of us at the beginning. The Committee on Standing Rules and Orders, that includes people from the MDC, senior members, including the leader in Parliament and so on. They shortlisted people. They came up with 38 names. They then interviewed us. They picked 12 names from that. And then of those 12 names, they sent them to the president in terms of the constitution. And the president, the president's only role and the power that he has is to drop 3 of those names. And from those 12, the president picks 8. So all of the people are selected by parliament, including members of the opposition. And the president drops 3. And then because he is the head of state, he will conduct the ceremony of actually swearing them in and appointing them. So, think we should read and get to understand these things. These are not ZANU-PF institutions.
Thank you so much.
The Sandula Commission was not a constitutional. It was way before this constitution. It was a commission in terms of the commissions of inquiry. Go on, but please run. Let us read and let us be informed. So that we can get this country going. We can only hold institutions to account if we know what they are about.
Definitely. Thank you so much. And hold on there. I think we've got a caller.
Yes, that's Mkoma Gabriel or Parunare. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Magadi?
Magadi.
Takasimba. Danzu, kwa kutitina Mkoma Gabriel. Ndi Mkoma Gabriel, ane au?
Mwutara na Gabriel.
Yeah, okay. Murikupi Mkoma? South Africa Mpumalanga, Chirongwa ndicho chimapinda muchirongwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinotenda mana kutipinda muchirongwa.
Ndizvozvo.
Ndinoda kukorogotidza vapinda basa. Kuti aiwa mukana wavo kuita mari wasvika. Ndokuti dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe nderekuti pane makomishina akawanda ari kungotora mari but pasina chinobuda. Recently takaita komishina yava Mondlande. Takataura zvaakataura but hakuna kana mumwe chete akaudzwa kunzi chii chakabuda ipapo. Saka nyaya yekuti vamunangagwa vanoita havo makomishina vari kuisa magururo avo sezvataurwa nemutauri ambotaura pamashura pangaitaura nechidere vaya vanyonya. Pakomisha hapana chinobuda.
Sei muri kufunga kuti hapana chinobuda nekuti makomishen ya mataura ye mwashande commission yakasiyana mashandira ya Zimbabwe and corruption commission.
Kutara chokwadi ngomaka kana iri ze commission yakaitwa na vamunanga yangori yayo kuti vari kungowana kwokuti vamwe vanhu vavo hama
akawana makomishen aitwa pasina chataona chabuda.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gabriel, that's mukoma Gabriel calling from Mpumalanga in South Africa. He says that's a money making project for the commissioners because nothing tangible come out of that, and he cited the Moshande commission which said had its findings but nothing was taken out of that commission from the findings from the commission report to be effective.
Mr. Ndweni, I guess you are still around. I think you can hear people's views there, and it seems as if people are worried about this commission. They're saying it's just a waste of time, you know, literally.
I think some are opinions, some are facts, and some are, I think they are based on precedent what has happened before. And I think I will not crucify people for expressing themselves in the way they see things, because perhaps they've seen things not working before. So they are good, they are right to actually be very skeptical about or pessimistic about what's going to happen with this commission, which I think, for me, it's a genuine concern. So like I said earlier on, that it will depend in terms of depend on whether there is the will for the work and also mechanisms in place and the necessary support for them to do the work. But to say that people maybe they are lost, I don't think it's proper, but I think it's based on what they've seen before. Of course, I see the completion of commissions that are appointed by the president or president to do specific things, like the Monklante Commission, the Sandura Commission, that they're not constitutional commissions as compared to this one and the Human Rights Commission and among others. But I think what people are drawing from that is that perhaps those commissions have not really done anything meaningful besides producing a report, a report that sometimes is taken to the public or sometimes is hidden. So it remains to be seen if this sort of paper tiger, like I said, that is going to work. And it doesn't. So if it's not going to work, then the question is what happened to it. Of course, I think the commission, like, for example, if you think about the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, has tried to do some work. I think it has issued statements and condemning certain acts, excesses of the state, among other things. And we're seeing them being a bit objective and doing work. So this commission, the anti-corruption commission, we're going to see whether it's going to do the same. But what is unfortunate is that it is starting from the negative side, because we have the previous one that was actually dissolved because seemingly it failed to work. So the question is, what is different about this besides what is the constitution? We know that in terms of the provisions or in terms of its functions, it's clearly outlined. But the question is, practice now from what is written. Are we going to see what is written in the constitution being translated into meaningful action on the ground? That is where people actually are contesting and saying,
thank you.
And nothing will happen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni, and stay on the lines. Dr. Slaban, to go to again. Baleke umlayizelo owodwa kumbembili. Utopias Ndlovu uthi sebefakwe emalini. Ayikho into ezaphuma la. Ozafuna ukuthi uyabona ukuthi kwenzakalani uzizwa kuthiwa ke usetshaya ingozi emgwaqweni. Kuzobuya ke abanye njalo uBongo Love la uthi ngikhona bafowethu. Kumlani Ncube uthi asazi sizocela sivutiwe. So people are saying they are really very skeptical about the commission itself. So they are doubting whether it's going to have some kind of teeth, you know, to do their work. So then Martin Frank Samamo is saying, call me right now. And Skumbuzo Mlalazi on Facebook Ndebele, VOA Ndebele, says, can you call me right now? I need to say something. Yes, so sizaba fonela ngase nelisa. Kutwa ndilo muntu ecweni.
Tamaiti ne muterera ndizoti vachiripo here. Hello. Vankomo. Linjani baba Nkomo?
Ye mnumzana kunjani?
Yera.
Ye unjani?
Ah ngiyaphila njalo.
Ngiyaphila ngikhuluma lwani?
Yeah, ukhuluma lo effort muth.
Oh ye, ncube akuthi ukuthi wena ubona njani i-commission le, uyibona njani?
Ah, mina ngokamthokazi eMthembo akuna sithandi ukuchaya ingafihla umntini.
Mhm.
Ah, lapha nje uJesse Majome sebefake planning labanye bakhe la.
Mhm.
Njalo mina into yokuqala engivunda inganta ngiyakhala ngayo Dube. Ungathangela khonapha.
Mhm.
Dala kwensweni ezidlule beyo lokho ekuhlatshelwa ye uJonathan Moyo uthi benze 400,000 yezimdefu. Kira lana imali uJonathan akwakukhala ngayo ukuthi wayisebenzisa. Akayifaka ngepoketini yakhe.
Mhm.
Kula lokho eyakusebenzayo kodwa kula ma 15 billion ayinyamalalayo akuna muntu okhuluma la ngayo kule mali okwakukhulunywa ngazo eParliament ezezinara abebephana ngazo ukuthi balungithinwele no one is talking about it kule mali kathi sile umntwana lo wabanjwayo kamthwanga umonga abantu wabanjele about 200,000 no one is talking about it kuyo Dexter Ndunya wazi watshela ukuthi yaye double thief etshelwa ngulo unaseni weNorton. No one is talking about it. Kodwa into yonke lapho ekhona nxa kuthiwa kuyakhuluma umuntu uJonathan Moyo. Kanti uJonathan Moyo wenzani? Okukhulu 400,000 le abayitshoye ezimdefu nale imali yabo-Dexter Nduna nalezi imali zabo-Zinara okungakhunyelwa kazo nalezi imali zabomntwana wabo-Chris Mthwanga wabanjwe lama 200,000 konke kakhunyelwa ngazo. Naye nale ehlanganisa ubaba uMpofu yamadayimana lezi zimali ezazinyamalala. No one is talking about it. So khonapho into yokuqala Dube ngikhuluma ngani ngiyaprofita. Uze lozokhuluma ukuthi uJonathan akakuyazophendula. Kanti kusonani thina kuhamba njani?
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu mfowethu. Siyabonga sibili, hayi kukhanya zanuleza into eziningi kakhulu. Ukuthi sizambuza lo nkosazana Jesse Majome ukhona la siza ukuthi uthina ngakhonoku okukhulumileyo ungathina lokusasa Ncube sibonge kakhulu baba.
Ngiyabonga Mthembu Themba.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So what Mr. Ncube is saying is that you know there are several issues or corruption cases that have been actually walking the limelight. One of them is the $15 billion. Still remember the Mugabe issue? 15 billion diamonds, says nobody's talking about it right now. Zinana the head dues. Since no one is talking about it, they're not even concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned an issue of a child of a senior person in ZANU-PF and quasi-government issues.
Mm-hmm.
So he says that person was caught with $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
And no one is even interested in knowing who did what and where the money was coming from. And all these cases, he says these are clear cases of corruption. And nobody is being accountable for such a kind of money, you know, most of it is state money. The 200,000, of course, maybe some private
money.
But this one, 15 billion, mm-hmm. and Zinara says no, there's an issue.
But there. On the 15 billion, was mm-hmm. it, like proved that $15 billion was?
So he says that's the work of the Anti-Corruption Commission, just to go and inquire and find out
mm-hmm.
what is going on.
Maybe that's why they are being brought in. Muzare Majome, teens, wekuti munotiwo, mchitaura, jikani rimirwa amai. Vakawanda varikungo chema kuti vafunga kuti pane chinobuda kukomisheni vachitarisa kuti manga makomisheni zvirikungonzi zvawanikwa zvakati zvakati kwabuda maripoti asi hapana matana anozoonekwa achitorwa.
Inzvongodzokera nyaya yekuti chokwadika zvakakosha kuti chidi kana tichiyera nyoka toyera iri toyera nyoka kana tiri kuyera ndati kana gonzo toyera gonzo hatingasanganisi kuyera gonzo nekuyera nyoka. Makomishoni andiri kunzwa ari kungotaura nevanhu zvino chokwadi tiite ruzivo chokwadi muzimbabwe zviri pachena handibve kuti makomishoni avari kutaura haasi makomishoni econstitution akagadzirwa neconstitution iyi avari kutaura nezvemaripoti avo ane basa rakatosiyana anogadzwa nenzira dzakasiyana saka zvinoda kuti tirambe tichingodzokera tichikurudzira kupa kushambadza ruzivo tichinyatsotaura nezveanti-corruption commission nebasa rayo Then zvimwe zvanga zvichitaurwa zvichiitwa ehe ndikuzvipa kuti vanhu vari kuti avaoni ichi avaoni zvinobuda inini handigoni kupikisana nemaonero evanhu kana ndizvo zvavanofungawo ndizvo zvavanofungawo kana vachifungawo kuti hapana chinobudawo ini handizivo ndiringoriwo munhu handingazivi zvinoitika mangwana kana neivo ini handifungi kuti tese ivo neni tinazivo kuti zvechokwadi pachaitika chakati zvechokwadi hapaitiki chakati chatingaziva chete ndechekuti commission iyi ine basa rakatarwa muconstitution rinofanirwa kuti riitwe zvichaitika zvinhu zvichaitwa necommission kana kuti zvaicharegera kuita saka zvinoda kuti noti tingapedze ngechokuti hapana chichaitika nezvipane chichaitika tese hatizivi chinoitika asi chiripo ndechekuti basa racho rinotofanirwa kuti riitike inini sacommission ndakazvipira kuti ndite basa rinoda kuitwa necommission iyoyo asi chimwe chandichataura chandinoona chichiri kuonekwa handifunga nevanhu vakawanda pamwe vamwe vari kuchiona hamini asi zvandinoona indofunga kuti ndechokwadi vanhu vari kugumbuka nekuti uori hwanyanyisa munyika chokwadi zvakawanda zvisiri kutomboitwa asi commission yeanticorruption indiri kuona hangu chimwe chinhu chikuru chiri pairi kuti mutungamiriri wecommission uku hapasati pamboitwa chairperson veanticorruption commission anichi ane simba rakadaro jaji vehigh court asi zvekuseka nazvo izvozvo hapasati pamboitwa utungamiriri wecommission hune huremu hune hudzamu inini izvozvo zvaizvo zvinotondiratidza kuti patosiyana apa patosiyana ini ndaimbova mudare wemuparamende ndaitombotungamirira portfolio committee justice ichikoka commission kuti nekuti muconstitution munotaura kuti anticorruption commission vamwe macommission vaifanirwa kuvapa mukana kuti vauye vataure kwatiri nezvebhajeti ravanenge vakuzoda kuzopiwa saka ini ndakaona makomishini handinambonyatsoona zvanga zvisina seutungamiriri panga pasina hameno panenge panga pakatosiyana ndikuona kunge danho rekutogadza jaji wekuhigh court chinhu chihombe ichocho hatisadherere izvozvo zvine zvazvinotonyatsoreva kaza kuti masimba acho nechimuka chinoda kuitwa uyezve chimwe chiripo ndechekuti zvandinoonawo ndiri kuparamende makomishen aya anogadzikwa neconstitution haanga haapiwi mari yacho yekushandisa vanga vasina pane anticorruption commission yaivepo yatomboyavaamazanonadesk chaivo vakanga vasina ini ndakakashika madzavezi chaivo chinganzi vari kutombovatitotenda reserve bank yatombotipa mari yekuti tibhadhare tichange bond
muzare majome ndokubatai muromo
zvinhu zvinoda kugadziriswa zvese izvozvo
ndokubatai muromo ramba henyu muri parunhare titore vamwe vateereri todzoka kwamuri tisati taenda hedu tine muteereri anonzi Vasikumbuzo Mulalazi tisati taenda kuna Mulalazi togamuchira vadavid jamela vanovesa chigaro weanticorruption trust of southern africa vapinda muchirongwa tinogamuchirai muchirongwa vajamela
manheru vateereri
yes bata henyu vajamela tingoti dee kunzwa kuna vamulalazi
baba mulalazi ukone kuxinani
ndikanibonani
is njani foyetu siphonga kuti kakake njengamafitshani unibona njani izimbabwe anticorruption commission le
lutyelo luhle kakhulu lelo baba duwe idimoni lokusela idimoni le-corruption vele ifuneka khona ukuthi abantu especially isizwe sezimbabwe ukuthi sonke sibe ngamaphoyisa sibe lilihlo likahulumente lokhona kwabanye abakhulumayo ukuthi lo ofuma lelo hlelo ukuthi naye uthini ukuya phambili phela lokuya phambili ukuthi kwabanye bekhuluma into eyenzakala muva izweneke liye phambili so I think uhlelo lokushineka abantu ngesizwe sibe yithi esigada khonoko ukuthi njiba sithembisiwe ukuzenzeka stress ukuthi kwenzeke ngoba i-corruption yenzeka ithi kuba emphakathini njenge-community yazi ukuthi izalela kuphi amaqanda alento bethiwa i-corruption akuphi
yeka
thina-ke siyabulelwa umacala
kodwa ubona zani bangayinelisa yini ukuthi ufaka abantu emapoliseni kunambana ukuthi babotshwe kumbe vele nje ukuzikhulumela asithi ke umongameli kuthiwa uyacatshangela ukuthi ulecala lokuthi wenza ungethembeki kambe bangamgola labo bemphosela phakathi unawumbona wakho
ukubotshwa komuntu kimi akutsho lutho into enkulu ukuthi into mayivezekile ukuthi umuntu lomme kanjani kancane kancane siyadilika indonga nangizwejeri kwadilika ngelonga ngelodwa uzodilika lo muntu ngoba ma esonga abantu nasina confidence umuntu ezazi ukuthi isela kume ngabuza ngamandla noma iphoyisa noma umongameli as long as ekubonakele ukuthi umuntu onganayo iqiniso ngekaphila emphakathini.
Hayi ke siyabonga emlalazi baba ongathi nakusasa.
Taboka
ba. So Mr. Mlalazi is saying that you know this is a very good thing and he thinks that is the way forward, you know, is the way to go from the president's side and his colleagues. So he says, you know, the Anti-Corruption Commission is bound maybe to come out with certain issues and then maybe address the corruption that is in the country.
Okay, let's hear from Mr. Jamela. Mr. Jamela, your take on the swearing-in of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commissioners today.
The Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa, we actually welcome this move. We have been calling government to expedite the appointment of new commissioners. As you know, the commission yakaitwa disband, and there are a lot of questions that have not been answered yet. Could you say yakaitwa disband that commission? But nonetheless, we are very, very happy that this is now happening, and we have seen the list the MR commissioners yakaitwa sworn in, and we are very happy with what's happening now. But what we are only looking forward to now is to see the results. Because the results, those that are with the commission, and we want to work very closely with the commission as well. Because we, as a trust, we also are representing a lot of cases that are reported through our organization. And so what we want to see is moving from just a talk show into actually putting it into action. And we are happy that instrument 143 of 2019, Yaka Commissioner Commission Officers, Kuti Watangevaro Nemasimba, we want to see the results.
Thank you so much, Jamela Rambaya Nyimuriparunare Gibbs.
So what's the best way, Mr. Jamela, in terms of arming these people to have those kind of powers?
I think there are some interesting developments, I think, because in the past we were and we are still calling for the government to give all the resources necessary for this commission to be either effective, either independent. It's in our favor. It's in our choice that this one is politically aligned. UU is not politically aligned. We have seen that the government has started opening offices in all provinces. Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, which is a really good move. And we want to see the public also using those facilities to report more cases of corruption in the country.
Thank you very much. I think we've got a caller. Can you stay?
Na anzwa chibadura kana chibedura. Hello.
Yeah, magadi ni baba.
Taka simba baba zita ndiye ni kwa.
Yeah, ndi chibadura chaiye.
Chibadura uyu kubadura mawaya uyu. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru tototenda imi pfungwa dzenyu tipei nokuti mukano nokamunodyiwa nenguva pane vateereri vari pamutsetsi.
Ndatenda zvangu mubvunzo wandoda kubvunza inini kune vaitwa nhasi ndiri kutanga vaapointwa na president. Ko ivo manje vakazoita find out yekuti ane mamwe macorruptions macorruption aripo president vari involved kunyanyanya panhau $16 billion shares wa diamonds president wakuone kwa vari behind that issue are they gonna arrest the president wao is the one who appointed them munhu anoda kubvunza vaapointwava nhasi simba racho vacharivana here rekusunga president nekuti nhau yakatotangwa nemukuru wemaiti before the takeover of this ai distension chipanga akatombotaura nayo $16 billion kuti mitsisi yangwa is behind that $16 billion kuchiyadzwa diamond
mazita mukoma achibadura mazita hatikwanise kutaura mazita evanhu vasiri muchirongwa chineichi saka hatikwanise kutinge tichinongedza vanhu
saka ndaida kubvunza kuti vachakwanisa here
kusunga
vapresident kana vakaonekwa vari papa corruption
regai tipe mukana kuna commissioner majome kana makamaka materera mubvunzo wabva kuna vachibadura vari kuti ivo munokwanisa here kuzoti mukawana uori uchinongedza kuna president munge muchivasunga nekutora matanho
ini ndinotenda chaizvo nemubvunzo wabvunzwa navachibadura zvinongodzokera zvakare kune zvandambotaura pekutanga kuti zvakakosha ine ndinotenda inini vatepfenyuri kuti munopa mukana wekuti tikurudzire kuruhanditi kuti tiruzivo rwemafambiro anoita bumbiro redu remutemo nyika yekuti ndipararire vachibadura ava vanoda kuti tivayeutidze kuti constitution yedu zvainotaura inotaura kuti kana munhu ari mutungamiriri wenyika aneya inonzi immunity from prosecution paanenge ari muofisi handiti panguva iyoyo paanenge ari president wenyika anoreva kuti hakwanisi kuti ange achifungwa zvatiti aite mhosva zvichireva kuti kana akabuda anokwanisa kubva azosungwa paanopedza izvozvo ndozvinotaura bumbiro redu sabvunzo wavo kurayirwa nebumbiro maonero angu ndinoona kuti izvo zvinoitirwa nekuti zvinotarisirwa kuti munhu anenge achitungamirira nyika hatarisiri kunge achipara mhosva nekuti anototora mhiko yekuiye ndiye basa rake zhinji nderekuzadzikisa mutemo wemuzimbabwe saka panotarisirwa kuti panotsvagwa vanhu vaneche vanhu vane nduramo vasingangofambi vachingoita zvinhu saka ndo mhinduro yangu yekutanga iyoyo yekuti bumbiro rinotojekesa zvakare pakuti pachinguva ichocho asi handioni kuti ngatiti mutungamiriri wenyika apara mhosva yeni huori zvinoitika ndezvekuti bumbiro rimwe chetero ndiramba tichingodzokera bumbiro vedu wehama ngatitorei bumbiro riri tirifarire tiriverenge tirijaire tione kuti zvinoti kudii nekuti zvimwe zvinhu zvokutinetsa izvi tinoona rakatozvidayira kare saka isusu tikaziva kuti tinoti zvakati tinobva tatoramba tichidayira kuti ngazviitwe ngazviri makomishoni anogadzirwa neconstitution aya anosungirwa kuti apote achipa nebumbiro gore negore anofanirwa kupa inonzi ripoti hapafanhi kupfuura gore asina kupa ripoti yemabasa ayo kuparamende nyaya dzainenge dzofefetedza anopa ripoti kuparamende inoverengwa naminista seapa minista wejustice zvinotonzi futi anogona kuti anokurudzirwa kuti apote achipa pamusoro peinonzi annual report anofanira kupota achitaura nezvechi nezvaanenge ataura saka ini ndinoona kuti ngatitii zvaitika kuti mutungamiriri wenyika aita mhosva ine humori komisheni ikaongorora inini ndinoona zvichi kuti homuchero asingasungwi nguva iyo paanenge achiri president anoche zvinoburiswa mumaripoti zvoshambadzwa uyezve handizvine kuti bumbiro redu rakanaka mufunge rinonyatsogadzira pese bumbiro mumwe chete imomo munototaura mega kuti ngatiti pane mukana wokumubvisa mutungamiriri wenyika kana adi neparamende inonzi confidence kana impeachment takaita kuvaa mugabe iyaya kana zvinoitwa kana munhu ari mutungamiriri achiita tsika dzisingaenderana neupresident saka ndinotoona kuti chero asingasungiki asi zvinotodena umwe urongwa hunoita kuti munhu iye ange achizobviswa pachigaro uye ozotongwa saka chimwe chandiva tindidzimikire zvakare ndodzokera zvakare kuda kuta kunge rekodhi yaizo yekare yaibhamba nyaya yekuti bumbiro rinoti kudi chokwadi ngatizivei ngatirifarirei ngatirizotenoti kudi bumbiro iri ndodzokera zvakare zvandambotaura tirambe iti ndatinyatso cherekedze kuti commission inoapindwa nayo kuti kuona vanhu vanenge vano zvakanaka kana vanhu vachifarira president zvakanaka chaizvo vachimukudza asi varikuramba vanhu varamba vachingokanganwa kuti commission anti-corruption commission kunzi inoapindwa napresident inoapindwa napresident inoapindwa president ndobasa ravo ndivo head of state ndo vanoita zvirango zvenyika commission iyi anti-corruption inopinda muchigaro nekuti inosarudzwa nedare reparamende pakaitwa inonzi checks and balances ini ndinotenda mari kuti ndakavewo munamuvainyora bundire takanyatsoruka mufunge kuti masimba anyatsodonzerani pasaane akanyanya komiti yeparamende nhengo dzeparamende dzinovhoterwa nesu yeruzhinji ndidzo dzine utungamiri hwahwo hunonzi committee on standing rules of parliament ndiyo ine utungamiri hwakasiyana-siyana kubva mapati ese ndo inosarudza inoita mainterview takaitoenda kumainterview ndo vanosarudza vopa president kana vopa vanupresident mazita 12 pa12 iva anenge vasarudza president anonhonga pane ivavo vari 12
thank you so much
ngatizviyeuke izvozvo
komishina maita basa rambai muri parunhare nguva dzaakutandanisana dzaakumhanya asi vataurayiwo kuti aiwa hanzi mutemo bumbiro remutemo the constitution gives a sitting president immunity but once he leaves office he's like Gibbs
yeah so maybe Michael is he still there Ndiweni I think he's gone Ndiweni are you there Baba Ndiweni khona?
I'm there. Yeah, ngikhona.
Yeah, fake lokugcina kolapho sibili ubosuzihambela ke mzalo ubona ngazani pho kumele benzeni omajomi lapha. Kumele benzeni.
Yeah, bona ngibona ngani ile crisis ye bengithi ye image I bap under corruption. Ile crisis yekuthi abantu abayithembi. There is no trust in the commission. So I think umlando omajomi that they have now is to find ways, low cost ways of getting people know that this commission is serious about its work, even visible to the people, even umngane wabantu must be a friend to the people so that people actually can open up and tell them what is happening and then they do action. And also I implore the commission to take serious the aspect of fighting corruption with local government level, in local authorities. There's so much rot in the local authorities. For me, that's my passion because it's a Venezuela corner. And I think that it is where service delivery is. So if they need to do something drastic about local authorities and really deal with rot, and so that the country tries to actually perform better in terms of providing service to citizens. So for me, those are my closing words to say, okay, you need to be different to the people, find ways to get the trust to the people. And the band, they don't trust you right now. They are very skeptical about the commission. And that's what keeps corrupting in the authorities.
Thank you very much. Sponga Kulunga Tinoxasa Baba. Maybe, yes, maybe Mr. David Jamela, your last words.
I think certainly from our point of view, we want to congratulate President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government for walking the talk on these reforms. But what we now want to see is the result. But also one point we would like to really mention is around whistleblowers. We think that there is need also to come up with another statutory instrument that will protect whistleblowers. Because what we have seen recently, if you remember very well, there were some ZANU-PF youth who were demonstrating and calling for some people to be arrested who were implicated in corruption. And then what happened there was that there were threats with legal suits against those ZANU-PF youth. And so what we see is that those people with information, if they are threatened and there is no protection by the state, then it's going to be very difficult to deal with corruption.
Thank you so much. And our time is up. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Commissioner Jesse Majome of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, political commentator Mr. Michael Ndiweni, and Mr. David Jamel of the Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa is based in Botswana. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Till we meet again next time. Bye-bye.
Neni, jonga kande miri, nchitenda wa tereri, wakwanisa kupinda mchirongwa, ni mimose maam, chitetevera, muru matima na enyika. Rambaya magati tsigira, Studio 7, ndenyu, mwara razakanaka.